Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalad. Lo yetza ish loy besayif. A man is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a sword, v'loy bekeshas, and not with a bow, v'loy betris. Tris is a shield that was shaped like a triangle, v'loy ba'ola, and this is a round shield. Both of these shields, the Rav says, were made out of wood, v'loy beroymach, and not with a spear, v'im yotza chayv chatas. And if he goes out with this on Shabbos, he's chayv chatas. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Tachshitin hein lo. Rebbe Eliezer says he's not chayv chatas if he goes out with these, because it's a tachshit for him. It's an ornament. V'chachamim omrim, einon elo l'gnai. Chum say, not only is it not an ornament, it's something that's a gnai for him. How do we know it's looked down upon? Shenemar v'chitzu charvoisim li'itim, that in the time of Mashiach, they will beat their swords into plowshares, v'chani soiseim l'mazmeros, and their spears into pruning hooks. Lo yisagoy al goy char v'lo yumadu od milchama. No nation will lift a sword to the next nation, and they won't learn to fight any wars anymore. So therefore, it's a gnai. Now, what if it wasn't a gnai? So the Tiferet Yisrael wants to learn from here that according to the Chum, if it wasn't a gnai, if the Torah didn't look down upon this in the future, then l'chora he'd be allowed to carry. If it was an ornament, he'd allowed to carry even with his hands. So swords one can put in the holster, whatever they would use. But some of these things, like maybe a spear or a shield, it's inevitable that you're holding it in your hand. So Tiferet Yisrael wants to say that you see that these types of things, even if you're holding it in your hand, that's not called carrying if that's a tachshit. In other words, if it's an ornament and the way you adorn yourself is by holding it in your hand, that's not called carrying. And from that, he wants to bring up a shaila if a person has a cane or a staff and you coat it with gold, so it's a tachshit, maybe one can use that. But many others disagree with that, at least l'chatchilo. There could be d'oraisa, they do agree that if it is a tachshit, one is allowed to hold it even in their hands if that's the way that one wears the tachshit. Biris, this is a garter. It's like a tight kli that was used to hold up stockings. So they'd put it on their legs, I guess, on top of where the top of the stocking was. Tahira, so it can't become tameh, because the only things that can become tameh are tachshitin and vessels that are used for people. But this vessel is used for other vessels. In other words, the point of a garter is for stockings, not for people. Even though ultimately it is, but the direct purpose of it is for a different kli. So therefore it's tahar. The yotzin baba Shabbos. And you can also go out on Shabbos with it. First of all, because it's a derech levisha, like the Rav explains, and we're not afraid that she's going to take it off to show her friend, because if she does so, her stockings will fall down. Kivalim. Now, what they would also have with these, I guess, metal garters, sometimes there was a certain family, the Rav explains, that the women would take very wide steps, and they would injure themselves and tear their psulim. So in order to prevent the wider steps, they'd put chains on the two garters so they couldn't take such large steps. So kivalim tameim, so they're tameh, because these are used specifically not for other kalim, but for the person. So therefore, it's tameh, it's a kli, this chain. Ve'ein yotzim ben b'shabbos. And you can't go out with it on Shabbos, because this, she may take off the chain of gold and show her friend, because even if she takes off the chain, it's not going to make the stockings fall down, because the stockings are still held up by the garters.